mic was hot right there, Jerky. This is the Mike McFeely Show, 237. Yes, it was, news director.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
How much are you worth?
How much am I worth?
In a pine box. I understand you got life insurance now. Some
insurance. Oh, like $125.
So you took out some coverage? Because I heard you mention that.
Well, I hope
that
you have life insurance as a husband and father.
But I heard you mention that you just, if you upped your coverage, or I'm just wondering what you might be worth.
More dead than alive. Let's put it that way.
Well, somebody else asked. Somebody was very close. Wondering if I knew anybody.
Does her first name rhyme with Michelle?
No. I'm not going to name names.
Because for some reason, she's always asking me. You updated your life insurance recently? Yes, I have, dear. Why? Yeah, just wondering. Mm-hmm. How much is it worth now? You don't need to know, Michelle. Yes, I do. Those types of conversations happen.
Well, you look good. I mean, I think you're okay right now. Of course, you're going to Frisco, though.
Yes, with my family.
Oh, they're going too.
Yes.
Where's little old Rudy going to be? You have a...
He's going to be at the kennel.
Is he?
Yep.
Lock him up.
Now you're going to make me feel guilty, the poor guy. He has separation anxiety the way it is
He was just getting over that. And now look what you've done.
Now look what I'm doing to him.
Traumatized.
Blame it on the kid and the wife because they want to go to Frisco and have fun. I'm going there to work.
Work.
Work, seriously. 4 o'clock, four pack. I haven't done this for a while. I'm rusty.
I thought you were Mike. Rusty is one of the guys that filled in for you, I think.
Rusty used to run the West Acres Mall.
Babachik.
Yeah,
he did.
4 o'clock.
Text messages from your life insurance agent now?
No. Mickey Rohde down there in Fergus Falls, Rohde Insurance Agency. There's a free plug for you, Mickey.
You going to give a pizza away?
Extreme,
what are you going to do?
Pizza Kitchen, four pack. They sponsor.
I haven't had lunch today.
Oh, and.
Maybe they'd send one over.
Keep this on the down low because it's not official yet.
Okay.
Keep it on the low down or the down low, whatever the kids say these days. Yes. There might be another sponsor coming into the four pack. Yep, it's true. I talked with one of our sales reps today. He's very excited. Very excited.
Took us 4 years to get one.
Now I guess they're all going, well, can we sell it before? Well, you could. They just didn't. So anyway, might be another sponsor coming. Extreme Pizza Kitchen. 10th person to text 35270. Pizza, Mike. 10th person to text Mike. Pizza, 35270. Walks off with it. 4 o'clock, four pack. Paul Juergens. Number four. A Michigan university has issued its annual list of annoying words. Obviously. And those flexible enough to take...
That was on an earlier list.
That was on your list. You've tried to cure me, Jerky.
And you're doing well.
I'm doing okay. I'm clearly doing better. Let me be honest with you. These are all my verbal crutches I use. I'm trying to cure myself.
Kerfuffle.
I like that one, though.
Okay, it's okay.
A Michigan university has issued its... What do you mean it's okay?
It's fine.
It's not even mine. I stole it from a guy in the Twin Cities.
And other people use it now in this town.
I know, and people in this town have stolen it from me.
It's really not that good of a word.
Really not. A Michigan university has issued its annual list of annoying words. Lake Superior State, every year since 1975, has issued their list of annoying words.
That's near Lake Superior.
It is. It's also a state university. Selfie has led the way.
I like that. I mean, I don't like that. I like that on the list.
Selfie.
I've never done a selfie.
Yes, you have. Let's do one right now.
No, I haven't.
Let's do a selfie. Here. Ready? I'm going to turn this. Hang on.
You take a picture of yourself.
No. Here, I got myself there. There's Jerky. There, I took a selfie of us right there on the air.
Oh, now what are we going to do with it?
I'll put it on the Instagram. A selfie and twerk and twerking are the other words.
I haven't done either. Well, I just did that, but you did.
I think you're going to twerk tonight on New Year's Eve.
I don't think so. I don't. I'm not exactly sure what that is either.
It's where you shake your bottom.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw somebody doing it.
Miley Cyrus can twerk.
Took off. Billy Ray's daughter. And I haven't done either, and I don't think I'll do either.
I don't think we can do either at our age.
What else is on the list? Those are the top two?
Those are the top two.
Anything else on there?
Lake Superior State says enough already with Mr. Mom, a reference to dads who take care of kids. Pat Burns of Chicago says the title is an insult to millions of men who are primary caregivers at home.
How about mama? Calling your wife mama.
I hate that one, too.
What would your wife do?
Slug me.
The one with the huge life insurance policy. If you called her mama.
No, yeah, she hates it. Yep. I'd never call her that on the air, for sure.
You'd be in the kennel with Rudy this weekend.
No, Rudy gets better treatment than I do, by the way.
Any other words on the list?
No, just that's it.
Two. That's just two.
Selfie and twerk and Mr. Mom.
That's it.
Three. That's it.
Okay.
Get with it. You're kind of out of it today. Number three, Vikings. They've fired their head coach, Leslie Frazier. Rick Spielman, the GM, the owners, Ziggy and Mark Wolf, said that there's not been a level of consistency good enough to suit them. So Leslie's gone. Your thoughts?
Probably true.
I think the record speaks for itself.
I've just got one question. Where's Chili?
Chili Dipper? Brad Childress?
He's coaching for
what
someone.
What is he doing?
He's working for...
Pinto's a sports geek.
He's working for a team in the National Football League. I think he's doing some scouting or some coaching in the box. He's out there.
He's available.
Well, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. Ponder's house is for sale, so...
Is it?
Well, remember we talked about that?
Oh, that's right. That extra house? Yes. On Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, it was extra house.
Here's Chili's jobs. He was an offense coordinator at Cleveland last year, gone there. Now his official title with the Kansas City Chiefs is spread game analysis.
Yeah. Spread game analysis.
I knew he was working. Did all right with Kansas City this year.
He makes more money than both of us combined for being the spread game analyst.
What is that? What is the spread game
analysis? Sports guy, what's the spread game analysis?
It's the type of offense that they want to run because Alex Smith is a running quarterback, and he's the analysis that determines whether or not they can use it against a certain team.
That doesn't sound very exciting.
He's available.
He's very available.
Who else is on the list?
Mike Tice.
Bob
Dennis
Babich.
Dennis Green is available.
Bob Babich. Who's a broadcaster? John Gruden. His brother.
Tony Dungy.
His brother's available.
Jay Gruden. Bud Grant is still available.
He is. He was at the Dome the other day. I don't know if he talked to Spielman.
Les Steckel's available.
What other broadcasters are out there? Who used to be one of the assistant coaches? Brian Billick
is available. He was a
head
coach.
How about Bill Cowher? Boy, he's a pleasant guy, isn't he, Bill Cowher?
Bill Cowher?
Very nice fella.
Oh, I don't know.
He's kind of like Jim Harbaugh.
Oh!
Got a short...
Intense.
Short fuse.
A short fuse.
You had Suhan on from,
yes.
from the Star Trib. What's he thinking?
He's thinking up-and-comer. Young guy, give him a chance.
Maybe. Got a new stadium. Going to play outdoors a couple of years. That'll be difficult.
Tim Brewster. He knows how to coach at TCF Bank Stadium. He could coach the Vikings for the next 2 years.
Did he win a game? Did he ever coach there? I don't think he did. Did he? Did he actually coach at TCF Bank?
1 year, I think, didn't he? I'm not sure. I don't care about Tim Brewster. Number two. It's New Year's Eve, Jurgi.
Yes.
Fireworks are now legal in North Dakota on New Year's Eve. Is that right?
It is. That's right.
Are we going to have fireworks going off all around the city of Fargo tonight?
I brought my punk in, but I don't know. I don't know.
What? Why do you talk about your kids that way?
No.
I've met
Alex.
I've
got my punk here.
He's not a punk. The other one, he's kind of a punk.
Apples fall far from the tree. Chief Turnus was, a couple of weeks ago, he was somewhat concerned. He may have expressed those concerns on your program. He did later in our news department when I sat him down and interviewed him about fireworks on New Year's Eve. He wasn't a fan. Not a fan. He says his officers will have enough to do tonight into tomorrow that they don't need to respond to fireworks calls. Now, Lieutenant Vettel, who we work with closely, the media and here at KFGO, as of yesterday, they hadn't had any complaints. Have you seen any fireworks going off in Fargo or from your estate across the river?
Well, a lot of the times I can't see them above the iron fence,
right.
the wrought iron fence that goes around my property.
If you have a skylight, you've got the skylight on the upper level.
So that's in the guest house. The skylight's in the guest house. I rarely
Daniel's been
there.
To your house. I've never been to your house.
He was there the other night. I hadn't been to your house, and he'd been to your house.
Yeah, he's been to my house.
But I have not seen any fireworks around
Fargo. They haven't had any complaints, so I don't know. I think some of the fireworks dealers have been doing okay.
Good.
Maybe not to the expectations as they thought. They say they're very beautiful when it's very cold.
Well, you know what? It's 15 below right now. So I bet those fireworks are gorgeous.
So, yeah, it's the legislature made the decision, and it gives people something to do on New Year's Eve. I'll probably be in bed by early. It's my grandson's fourth birthday today, one of them. Yes.
Is he a punk too?
No, no.
Like your other kid?
No, no, he's not. Benjamin. Benjamin, you know his middle
Benjamin
name.
Paul. You. Yeah, gosh.
It's his party tonight.
That's so cute.
So I don't know what we're doing. We're going to have a little something.
Set off some fireworks.
Maybe we should.
Go out in the backyard.
With a punk.
Our dog doesn't like fireworks, by the way. Our dog goes crazy when people shoot off fireworks. So people in Crystal Creek. Oh, wait, Rudy's at the vet.
Oh, he's at the kennel.
He's at the kennel, right?
Already? You're not leaving until tomorrow.
But they're not open tomorrow. Oh. What's tomorrow? Today's New Year's Eve, so what would that make tomorrow?
I'd make it New Year's Day.
Number one on our list, Jurgi Castleton. The derailment, the fire, the explosion, the evacuation, the end of the evacuation. That is the storyline out of Castleton, North Dakota.
Ended at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Jim Monk reported just before 2:30 on your show that Ken Pollock, the chairman of the county commission, had just come out of a meeting, and they're allowing people back in. And I think people there are relieved. They did order a... Well, it was not an ordered evacuation. It was recommended last night that they evacuate. And I guess some of the estimates are that maybe 60% of the people did. Only 17 people showed up at the Red Cross Salvation Army shelter in South Fargo at Discovery. So people had places to go, but they're back in. They don't think there's any further danger from the oil tankers, which are still burning. Unless you're up close, you really can't tell, but they're still smoking. Yeah, it was quite a day, quite a night for the people in Castleton. I think the train, Jim Monk back from Castleton now, says it was going about 30 to 35 miles an hour. Sheriff Laney, of course, and the mayor of Castleton, Ed McConnell, are very thankful that it happened on the edge of town. Another 30 seconds, minute, that could have happened right in town. And then we'd be
a whole different story.
It certainly would be. And so, of course, this is opening up. Talk on rail safety nationally. I saw was a lead on CNN here at 4 o'clock, and of course their headline was Red Hot Danger.
Oh! That's why CNN has such high viewership.
And I noticed video they used came from video that we had yesterday. It was submitted by a listener.
Yes.
Darren Rademacher.
Yes.
They did give him credit.
Good.
CNN did.
I was getting all kinds of phone calls and emails yesterday because I was sitting at home on my vacation day adding video and adding photos to our website of the fire. And I kept getting emails and messages from people at CBS Evening News in New York and weather.com and all kinds of websites asking for permission to use our material.
And we got many of those requests. And I said, go ahead. I talked to yesterday, I'm just trying to keep track, CBS, which is our network. I talked to radio and television, ABC Radio. I think they have an affiliate in town, but they called here. CBC, Canada, CGLB, Canada, CKNW, Vancouver. And by the way, Jim Monk of our staff will be on CKNW tonight. Fox TV, Fox Radio, Sky News in London, a network in Berlin, Germany, who, by the way, wanted to use the video provided by Mr. Rademacher of the cloud.
Mushroom
and
cloud.
I said, sure. But by that time, our crack web department had put our watermark on it, our logo. And they called back and asked if we could remove it. And I said, well, the web guys went home. I said, you can certainly use the video, but we're not going to take it off. No, I'm not calling someone back in. And, of course, our Midwest communication stations across the upper Midwest, Minnesota News Network, WCCO, stations across Minnesota, North Dakota. The phone was literally ringing off the hook, and we're just glad everybody's okay. Mm-hmm. It'll be months. The governor's in Castleton now, his hometown, still has a home there, the country, and Jim Monk talked to him today, and he says, hey, we need to ask some questions. Why'd this happen? How did it happen? And so the investigation's underway. NTSB's in town. They flew into the Jet Center and had a news conference, and then they went eventually to the scene.
Their first priority was a news conference at the Jet Center, 30 miles from the scene of the accident.
Right, but that's what they do. They come and then, you know, they tell the local media and whoever else is assembled there that this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to look at, and that's okay. That's okay.
They had their blue jackets on with their NTSB
I
logos on them.
Yep.
I think I saw those photos.
Bonnie Amrstadi covered that news conference, and she said, boy, those guys are, they know what they're doing.
They're serious.
They have equipment for radio and television stations just to plug in. We call it a malt box. that's all set up. There's just a...
Well, are they here to fix the problem or to get...
No, but they're... They
press conferences this. Out there.
This is what they do. And so they travel right. And they're professional. And they arrive at the scene or in a city
at a jet center 30 miles away from the scene and hold a press conference right away. We're here! NTSB! Questions?
They're off the scene now.
Thank you, Jergy.
So what are you... A million you worth or what? A couple million?
What?
I'm just curious.
I'm
your
not
life
you.
Insurance.
I'm not you.
Your life insurance. I'm just wondering what you're worth. I'm just wondering.
You're not one of the beneficiaries. Oh. Have a great New Year's, Jerry.
Okay, thanks. After all we've been through together.
Dick Bramer's a beneficiary, however. Hey. I don't know what that was. That was awesome. Did you get that on tape, Pinto? Hey! 237-594-8800-880-5346. This is Auld Lang Syne, Guy Lombardo. You know what Guy Lombardo is, Pinto?
No idea, but it's a great New Year's song
it
for
is.
Me.
Get your tickets now.